Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Here is a disclosure for you. Steven Spielberg is the greatest of all-time filmmakers. You did not need me to tell you that. Steven Spielberg is the highest-grossing movie director, has received 3 Oscars, including for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, and 24 Oscar nominations, and he is one of the world's wealthiest celebrities, said to be worth $5.3 billion. Do you need more proof? Look no further than Steven Spielberg's latest film, the tremendously entertaining and thought-provoking Disclosure Day. With Disclosure Day, Steven Spielberg returns to familiar territory for himself, extraterrestrial territory, that is. In Disclosure Day, suspicions are raised that the United States federal government has suppressed evidence of alien encounters. Disclosure Day completes a trilogy for director Steven Spielberg, starting with Close Encounters of the Third Kind and continuing with E.T. the Extraterrestrial. In Disclosure Day, the plot spins around a mysterious circumstance surrounding a Kansas City TV station meteorologist, Margaret Fairchild, played by Emily Blunt, who begins spotting gibberish on camera and develops powers of precognition. A cybersecurity expert and whistleblower, Dr. Daniel Kellner, played by Josh O'Connor, claims to have uncovered a government cover-up of alien encounters. Daniel crosses paths with Margaret. Soon they are dodging men in fleets of black Dodges and trying to outrun a speeding train in her red Alfa Romeo. The chase scenes are kinetic. The train sequence is one of the best twists on one of the movie's grand old plot devices. The CEO of Wardex, a top-secret corporation, Noah Scanlon, played by a grim, efficient Colin Firth, is working on behalf of the government to develop capabilities based on alien abilities. Daniel is aided in his quest by former Wardex director of biological assets turned informant, Hugo Wakefield, played by Colman Domingo. He wants the information about aliens to be released to the public, hence the film's title, Disclosure Day. Emily Blunt, an Oscar nominee for supporting actress for Oppenheimer, is transcendent in her role. She has the majority of the screen time in the film, and you always want to see more of her. Josh O'Connor, of TV's The Crown, is compelling as Daniel. He portrays an everyman character. The screenplay is layered. The action is intense. The suspense is palpable. Disclosure Day is one of the best films Steven Spielberg has directed. Spielberg wrote the story for the film. David Koepp, screenwriter of Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible, and Spider-Man, wrote the screenplay. Steven Spielberg, who will be 80 on December 18, is at the top of his form with Disclosure Day. Steven Spielberg, who more or less invented the summer blockbuster, has done it again with Disclosure Day, a great summer popcorn movie. So there you have it. Steven Spielberg is still the greatest of all time movie directors. Need I say more? Disclosure Day is MPA rated PG-13 for action, violence, some bloody images, and strong language. Opening June 26. Supergirl, MPA rated PG-13. Craig Gillespie directs Millie Alcock, David Corenswet, and Jason Momoa in the science fiction adventure. Kara Zor-El, aka Supergirl, joins forces with an unlikely companion on an interstellar journey of vengeance and justice when an unexpected adversary strikes too close to home. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.